News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Mullinat has been referenced in every changing room, you know, since the beginning of the year and what they've achieved, and they've given hope to every club throughout the country, whether it's junior, intermediate or senior, that anything is possible, which is great, and I've no doubt that teams will cling on to that and use that as inspiration.
Oh, mighty Mullinat, the St. Columbus crew, we just conquered Leinster, gonna conquer Ireland too.
My name's Finn Burmeehan, originally a Monaghan man living in Mullinat, living in a very small parish. We're going to play at Dr. Crokes now on Saturday. Smaller clubs throughout the country, they can dream and your dreams will come true. It's a massive achievement here for the club, of coming from a small parish with less than 500 people living in the parish. There's kids out here kicking ball. It's the heart and soul of the parish is the St. Columbus Club. Pep in their step now that we've achieved what we've achieved.
And I can hear the pride in your voice, but going up against a Kerry team, going up against perhaps the Gooch.
You're after saying going up against the Gooch. Well, the Gooch put on his boots. He's no better or no classier footballer than we have. We've classier footballs. The Gooch will just have to go back to RT and do his pundit stunt. You know, we're on the way, and I think he'll have nightmares on Saturday morning. We're not going to have nightmares.
My name is Mickey Graham. I'm the Mullinocta manager and Cavan senior football manager.
You've got your Coca-Cola job too, and you're a family man. You're busy and juggling the Cavan job too?
Yeah, look, it, I suppose, is probably the shortest January in my whole career, because January is usually a drawn-out month, but we hadn't time to think about it, because between Cavan and Mullinocta, it was nearly every night of the week. So, yeah, from that point of view, it's been very busy, but I wouldn't be in any other place right now.
You've been compared to Leicester City. Could you go all the way?
Look, I suppose we've been underdogs in every game we played, so this is no different, but we're coming up against a serious outfit in Dr. Crokes, and it's going to be a huge step up for us. There's no pressure on us going into this game, you know. I think we've achieved more than anybody thought we were going to do at the beginning of the year, and we find ourselves in bonus territory, so we'll just go out and enjoy the occasion.
What does it mean for the community?
It's huge. The excitement for the kids of Mullinocta, for the people that never experienced this before, out of all proportions. You know, the community have really got in behind it, and these are occasions that don't come along in any club's history too often, and now that it has, they've embraced it and they're going to enjoy it, because they realise that these days might never come back again and might as well enjoy it and live in the moment.
My name is Rose. I'm from Mullinocta. I'm very excited about us playing Dr. Crokes.
Hi, I'm Frances MacDonald, and I'm the principal in St. Columbus National School in Mullinocta. Everyone's counting down, but we're probably a bit more quiet about it this week. You know, leading up to the game, probably the players are a little bit more nervous and just anticipating what's going to happen on the day.
I'm Pauline Leonard from Mullinocta. Kids from the school and everything, they're really getting really excited for it and can't wait, and talking about who's going to win and by how much and who's going to score what. It's, yeah, they're just really excited for it. And to someone who isn't into the GAA, it's like, you know, the FA Cup final, huge. Yeah, definitely huge. For the amount of commitment that the lads put in, we don't even know half of it, what they do. Like, it's just, it's unbelievable and amazing for them.
My name is Finlay Clark. It's mind-boggling, you know. It's so amazing to be the top four in, like, all of Ireland.
Because we're here in the heart of rural Longford on the Cavan border, a very small population of just a few hundred. To do this well, what does it mean for the community?
It's brilliant. We're so small compared to the area around us, because we're a half parish.
You're just 12 years of age.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really must look up to the players.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
It means a lot to us. It's super exciting for everyone. A great deal for all of us in the parish. We're all new to this, and especially in the end, sometimes if they're down a bit, it's really exciting to see them, because they're always, like, wanting to get back up.
Just unbelievable. It's a great achievement. It's new for the village.
I'm Patrick Matthews. I'm the secretary of Mullinocta GAA Club. A welcome here to the Laurels and Derry Castle in Mullinocta. I wish, you know, if we do as well as Leicester City, we won't be complaining. Like, we have a population of 450. Kilmacud might have had a population of 20,000. Crokes might have a population of 10,000. But they still can only put out 15 players on the field at the one time. against Kilnacoge Crokes, against the Doctor Crokes now. Like, we're just taking it one match at a time and seeing how it goes.
If we just win this game, everybody's going to be great excited. The team will be packing all the pubs in Longford, I can tell you that. It means that we're breaking history for all of Longford.
Oh, mighty Molyneuchta, the St. Columbus crew. We already conquered Leinster, gonna conquer Ireland too.